Hey, what's up? What's popping, my people? Another episode of Scars of a Warrior, and I have some great vibes. Mazeni kuna great vibes. Alafu topic ya leo ni moto. Topic ya leo ni moto. Mazeni
Hey,
Mazeni, I don't want you guys to get shy with this topic. Because this is a topic I want us to explore, manze. So, would you mind being engaged here? Yeah? Can we engage? Yeah?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
Like,
sure.
engage, like, how?
So, today's topic is gonna be about sex, sexual orientation, and self-actualization. Through sex, like, yeah. So we're gonna talk about sex in so many ways. When we hear about sex, manze, any topic kingine, manze, watu wanapenda kujificha wakisikia, manze. But I want us to like talk about it today. And I hope it's not like disturbing, it's not anything. I want it to be fun, I want it to be amazing. So hi, which name would you like me to prefer? Nikuitaje, Kavoi.
Kavoi is fine.
Hey, nice. And you?
Me, Lynn.
Yeah. Na mimi hapa hivi. So, by the way, check it. Kulize. Nilikuwa swali moja tu, like, I have one question. You walk up to someone and you're like, hey, ni aje, Uli lose virginity yako lini? Ah, the first look itakuwaje? Ni stranger by the way, umeenda tu kamulizaniaje, au uli lose virginity yako lini?
Atakuwa like, what up? Why are you asking me that? So weird,
Yes,
like.
ndio. Yeah. Una mind kuniambia uli lose yako lini?
But I feel like in my head, it's like I'm programmed to keep it, you know, private. Eh? You get. So, unless I don't know, I just feel like I'm obligated to keep it.
Private,
And not tell. Why?
And with your partners, do you tell them?
Okay, of course, with my partners. You see, the reason that this thing we're saying that the topic about sex is very,
It's a
like
taboo.
it's shunned. You see now when you talk about it, maybe yourself you're feeling free to talk about it, but you might just say it and you know walls and other people, and you know it become people discuss it in a negative way, not
And
to
that is
uplift you.
that is where
You
I'm
understand?
coming. Yeah, that is where I'm actually coming, like literally coming. But actually, that's where I'm coming, because I feel like it's not something that should be talked ill about, you know, because one is, don't think sex is a shameful thing. It's not
Good.
something to be shamed
It's
about,
not.
you know, it's not something to
No.
be shamed about. And every time I find people sharing like pictures of graphic pictures of their ex-partners in order to like really shun them ama kuwaumiza, me feel too like. Yeah, I'm actually at us in mind, but you need to know I'm
You might have personal
Now,
reasons,
let me tell
other
you
hidden
something.
reasons.
Miotarikwambie, like, ikifika point integrity yako imekwambia, as in, wewe unataka tu kupost pictures
For
zenye, maybe
school.
nilikutumi tulikuwa tuna take when we were having fun. You just do you. But me, I'm not ashamed of what I did then, man. Right? So, nilikuwa nataka tuongelele venye society imefanya sex ikae taboo. Like, hata tuwezi ongelelea hii story. Na ina happen kwanza in this century we are in. Like, kwanza hii generation we know, pekejeng is something that is happening, man. Like,
Yeah, sex is all
it's
over.
happening all... It's happening everywhere, and we are not talking about, and the moment we are not talking about it, this is where now people are getting fucked up when it comes to like STDs. People are ashamed to talk about it. Hata wezi ambia best yako manze nili have sex alafu na feel weird nini juu unaogopa hiyo judgment. Unaogopa hiyo judgment, hata tuongelei. And then pia hata unajua tukiweza kuwa tunaongelea hizi vitu tunaweza kuwa hadi tunaongelea zile design za manzi na ulikuwa safe manzi unafokuwa safe ni nini ama like cheki unaweza chukua contraceptives ama birth control you know cause manzi sexy kitu mbaya
nipo kuongelea divi meza exchange my styles ni ideas.
But you see it depends with people and then there's this thing that sex is it's like it's associated with any every other thing like alcohol we don't set it apart like something yenye iko peke yake. Tunaiweka huyo lazima anakunywanga unaona. But I mean like our parents look like sense but
they did that thing.
It happened. So now when you're discussing that this person is already judging everything about you. Ah, you smoke weed. Ah, you do things.
Yeah, you know,
this kind of person you know, it should be spoken as something which is very individual. I feel like that's where we can start.
Sindio. But me personally hadi na feel like place tumefika. Okay, tukiwa shule tunafunza anga reproductive system. Unaanza kujua uko na uterus ama for a guy you start knowing you have this and all that. But hizi vitu zingine watu huanza ku find out manze ukitokea huku nje. But what if sex education needs happen like literally watu wanafunzwa as in what is the right time? The right time ni ile umepata partner fulani mwenye mna connect in a certain way like unafeel kama kuna right time by the way acha tuliulize by the way
me for me don't know if there is right time but there is always the right time unaona like ile patenye so I feel like it's right maybe most for most people inakwanga after high school ndo msana anzanga ku feel like it's right for me I can have sex because ameshafika 18
lakini kuna watu
but kuna wengine bana
before
kuna wengine but for most people if you ask them
yeah
they'd be like no me I started having sex after high school ama some would say in high school hapo hivyo ma form 3 4 4 unaona so I don't think there is just perfect time
sindio
ni wewe ukifeel like imekuweza
yeah I feel like we should just be open about it even from from one you see there's a right time of course there's a, me I feel like there's a right time
yeah
I don't feel like everyone is comfortable you know I will be it's something that is addictive right
it can be
some kind of distraction
sure.
So I feel like there's a moment now where we need to go bits by bits you know it's like after they taught us what we have in our bodies
they should have continued doing something about it
they stopped and then they're like now you are free go and do whatever you want
you know
and then shame us later for
doing it you know
you understand
I feel like they should have continued what they started as in finish what you start
yeah, like give the whole information about it
yeah
like,
but yeah kuna hiyo nini you know uta practice ama the more we are taught lakini what's the difference between teaching na ile design yenye wase wana consume kwa media do most of the things actually watu hujaribu I think the first time as in akwanga you've watched somewhere porn or like
porn.
Miona mahali kwa movie and you're like this is the idea of sex na hiyo ndio inaharibingi watu at the end of the day you're focused on someone's idea of sex and it's a pornography so it's supposed to be graphic
missionary the basic kama sutra
but me na feel like pornography ilitunyanganya a lot due like most people are not able to connect with their bodies and minds and souls during sex because of the lot of
the way they see it like being done in porn if it's mastingo they want to do like the same and the intensity
there's someone new every time
so
I can have someone new tomorrow.
So I can test this kind of different thing so hiyo ndio imetufuck up Hey, another question, guys. Hey, hii ni moto. Hii ni moto. I'm like, what do you think about self-pleasure? Like, what do you think about self-pleasure? Most people, like, have this thought of it. Like, you know, to engage in yoga. But so many people, like, do it behind the closed doors. But when we talk about it, we talk like, what? I know. Now, let's consider self-pleasure ama masturbation to create a review ama masturbation. Like, self-pleasure and masturbation is the same.
Good. Yeah, they're the same.
Same, too.
They're the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
The end result is the same.
Wow. No, but they're the same. Come on, you guys.
But I feel like self-pleasure manze. Mbona wase hujifanya wafanyi kitu na wanaifanya anga manze. Why do people like take self-pleasure as something very gross, whereas for some things like they want to just like make it look gross, but wanaifanya. This is something that happens. Okay.
Let me speak for myself.
Have you ever masturbated?
No.
Never ever.
Yeah, and but when people speak of it, mm-hmm. I won't take it like, I won't be like, I'm grossed out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I'll just be like, interesting. But I feel like I just know that I can't. I'll just find someone. You get?
Oh, yeah.
So, there might be someone. Uh-huh. My point was to tell you that it's not everyone who says it's foul, like it's bad, means that they do it and they're
hiding it.
But
let me ask you something. Sasa, do you how you don't you're not into it? Like, how do you know what you love? Like, if you have not even like self explored yourself, like for 1 minute you haven't touched yourself and felt like this is the spot I love being touched, man. Like, how can even your partner please you if you haven't explored yourself?
I don't know. For me, I feel like sex is something deeper. You need, like, especially for us females, we need to get our head. Like into it, like you get it.
Yeah.
For me, it's just funny, like myself making love to myself. You get it? Like, I don't know. I
you can't touch yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what in my mind. I don't know. I won't focus on the orgasm or whatever. I don't know. Into part like okay.
Okay.
You get like okay.
Na siku moja tu ukiachana na hizo thoughts zote za what are you doing? What are you doing? And you just get into the moment and you're like, yeah, I'm feeling you.
Or you just find someone.
I must be. But I have an alternative for my self gratification.
Yeah.
I can read really erotic books.
And now what's the difference?
Big time.
It
arouses you, like, uh-huh. Alafu you won't finish it off.
So
you leave it
high. No, I'll be like, what's up? What you doing? Get it, like, yo
what's up?
Where are you at?
What are you wearing?
What are you up to?
You get, like, I need to, it needs to happen. You need that. Type of self love, you get it.
Yeah.
So, me after two alternatives.
A concert t-shirt, you can make smash.
But you see, so someone else might do something, or there are people who watch porn and they actually get satisfied by it.
It's true.
You get so someone might have an alternative. So it's not everyone who says it's gross means that ati wanafanya download. You get
But wengi wanafanya hivyo kwanza nikienda tu nipate mtaa kuna remes red flag.
But you see the way it was so hard for you to believe me. It's the way it's so hard for you to believe them.
Man. For me, I don't think there's a problem with being your own like explorer. Like me, I actually advocate for it. Like, I need to know before I get to you, like, okay, what do you love? Because me, I am so vocal when it comes to sex. I want to know what you love. And come on, just start from another square. And then I'll be asking you, do you like that? Do you like it?
Don't stop.
Okay, let's get serious. Anyway.
But then again, Sly, on that point,
yeah.
I feel like sex is all about rediscovering. It's like, unaendelea kujijua, yani kujua,
the more you have sex,
I didn't know that this imaskio kuna vein.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this place kuna vein. You get, like, so you can't always know what you want. You understand? Hadi mtu, unasikia mtu anasema, hey, that person is good in bed. Why? Because maybe ali discover kitu sasa atatakanga kukuja kwako ndo askiange hiyo kitu unaelewa, because I may discover something that you but you see when you're used to doing the same thing it gets
so it's about adventure adventure
so you think like the more you have sex the more like
the more you discover yourself and you see when you do it with a lot of people for me I feel like in a yani inaku dim down
ndio don't grow.
Because sasa ni ufanye utakuwa unaona tu nikimshika boobs ni sawa you see like you're not there to explore this person and you know explore yourself too
of course
unaona tu so come sawa that's okay next person alafu ndo huyo mtu anakuambia no usishike hapo and you're like
aje na huyo mwingine alikuwa anapenda
really important kukana
so it's the sacredness of sex like it's supposed to be with someone someone you're connecting with deeply and not just anyone sindio because I feel like sex with someone you're not connecting with is lust and at actually I kangi
but you know it happen more like huko nje like
that is the thing that is happening that is the norm you know
yeah like you can just meet with someone today and you guys are gonna smash
yeah whoa. But you know what like that shit is so sweet man the short span of you know that sexual chemistry and you know
yeah the short span is usually very sparking
I don't know.
I feel like too like it's going down
no matter what right
I don't trust myself I can say that it's something I can resist honestly
but you can isn't you
I have someone else in mind. That's the only way I can resist it. But otherwise, to mend a two random place and, you know,
I think kuna places zingine miko like, hey, mi tenda tu ninyonge, wacha tu nijishikilie, tanya.
Because
I feel like sex is an exchange of energies.
Yeah.
And the moment you're exchanging energies without knowing who you're exchanging with energies, you might end up feeling some type of way which you not understand even at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So me trust gati yangu sana it comes to that.
Hey. The gut.
The intuition. Hey. Yeah. So when it comes to sex, I feel it's sacred. We have all agreed that.
Yeah.
So about that, so after that, I'm about to ask this. Kuna kitu kingine inakuwa controversial na haitawaiisha I'm sure controversialness yake itaisha and ndio maana tunaongelelea hii story ndio wasee wakuwa enlightened that's why we're talking about it so that people can understand juu watu wengi wanakuanga tu ama wa overstand na wa balance either way sasa this is the thing about sexual orientation wachari kwambie guys this gender you would tell this shit and they will cringe so hard tell a guy about gay people or gay men especially gay men I don't know why they're usually so triggered about gay men is it because they have denial about themselves and their identities but most guys when you tell them about gay men or something comes up and they realize there's a gay guy somewhere they always have this cringe
ati hizi mkaribia
ati sizo ni gani ushoga nini but then again this nigga is the same nigga who wants their anal fetish explored by a chick and wants to say it's not the same thing you know
yeah
you see the same bro only damn like so it comes to a nigga they all want to be like ai jama mwingine aje na jama mwingine so mna feel aje about sexual orientation like na venye watu huko nje about sexual orientation ignorance of sexual orientation imta and all that like nyinyi mna feel aje
mimi okay for me I feel like people are free like to kusema kama wewe venye una orientate where as a person, then everyone should be like, should accept, like should be
in acceptance,
as long as at the end of it all you like it or you love it,
yeah, we're not focusing in acceptance,
so like I feel like that's some really fucked up shit.
Maybe I've had a lot of time to think about the LGBTQ issue,
yeah,
and at the end of the day, no matter how many times you sit someone down and explain and explain, it never works. But I have a solution.
Tell us.
Tell us the solution.
Tell us.
Money makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And mtu wanaongea hivyo ni mtu probably akona wivu. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Ama mtu, I don't know. They're just angry.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them wanakuanga tu na hasira. Lakini trust me, if this person atakuwa na something kusema kwa society, you know, in charge ama nini nini, this person mwenye anasema I won't sit next to them, they'll sit. Kama ni kuaccept, wata accept. Because I promise you, unless each generation evolve na evolve again and again, I don't feel like we can ever solve this issue.
No, I feel like we can. Do you know why? Do you know why? I have this feeling we can. Do you know why?
How?
Because ujamaz mwenye ako homophobic ama udems mwenye ako homophobic, ata realize at the end of the day, bestia hake. Siku moja tu, wacha tu nikuambie, siku ya mwezi, arbaini. Wacha nikuambie, siku moja itatoka tu. Ata realize bestia hake, ule morio kabisa, kumbe aliyekuwa ana orientate in another way. Na atafanya nini na wamejua na 4 years. Si tumejuana nae for 10 years, tumejuana all along, ujaijua manzi, alafu nikwambie, buda, usiki, mi nimechoka kuweka hii kitu, lakini lazima tu leo ujue manzi, like, mi niko na manzi, sa utadu.
But you see,
she'll just, like, see, accept.
Si uta accept,
you. Okay, it would be shocking, like, wah, nini? Because homophobic ni homophobic too. Maybe you atakukubali juu we ni best yake.
Exactly.
But kama ungekuwa best yake, angekuwa like, no, we can.
And this person will always be forgetting and they'll be like, oh no, ule shoga. Forgetting that.
Pia wewe.
Their friend is there. You see, ndo nakwambia, alafu tena, again, maybe when I came out like ile proper, okay, I had friends. But now, I didn't lose them. I didn't actually lose them, but they were avoiding me.
Whoa.
Yeah. They were just avoiding me. Ah, kufiti. Bro, like, you get like, or kwa chanjo, coming to like,
chanjo.
But you see,
uko chanjo.
Ah, nikifika shule, lazima nitakutafute.
Si ndio?
Semester inaisha. It's not like it used to be. And then I'm like, I love it. You see, like, but then again, sisi wanyo tukirealize how hard it was coming out. Atuwezi expect to say, I love like.
Yeah.
Unaona? And then, your stigma itakuwa just to me, itakuwa pia to my friend.
Unaelewa?
Kwani pia umekuanga shoga. You get like,
man.
Unaelewa? So, for me, I feel like, honestly, that agenda ya kwa tikusema tunamaliza homophobia.
Haiezi isha. Of course, haitaisha. Lakini sahi ndio tunambia wase, like, kwenye mtu anafanya behind the shit, see shit yako, by the way.
Yeah. Actually, like, not shit yansi. See, kila mtu, they go their business. Hey. Like, I don't see, like, the way, like, now me being the way I am, inafaa affect you. Just because you feel like you have different
views of life. Yeah. Man.
And sana, hao ni watu wako single. By the way, mtu wana kuchi.
Wow.
Mtu wana kuchi kabisa. Like, I just get kuchi. Like, look at someone who is homophobic. It's not someone mwenye, like, amegrow, ye mwenyewe kiakili. Uh-huh. It's someone mwenye unonata, sijui anavaa.
Ako frustrated.
Like, ako frustrated.
I get some.
Like,
I get some. Get some, bro. Yeah. Get some.
We need some human
touch. Yeah, they need some. Sasa amekosa, anaona, unanimalizia. Unaelewa? Unanimalizia. It's always those people. And then again, I have an issue with these homophobic people, especially men. Okay, mumwambia you're gay. Lakini, it won't stop them from hitting on your girl. Na ata make sure, umeona. Like, you're seated. It has not happened to you.
Okay, man, me.
I mean, you can number. And I'm like, bro, like.
Finicova.
Is it because I don't have a dick or what's going on? I don't get it.
That's the reason.
Yeah, that's like, the reason actually.
Say na kwanda mine
ako like you gotta see this, bruh. Like yeah, so people feel like it's unnatural for like these things happening that a girl can't be attracted. Because every time I like tell a guy something like that, they're always like, "I samushanga." Actually, they laugh and they're like, "I samushanga." So how do girls have sex? I'm like. We actually like
you'd be surprised
we actually like have telepathic dicks huh?
So but man, there are those people who are like okay with
masa lakini kuna wenye liko na shida na wao ati me I don't have problem with women having sex with other women
but men
so I'm like bro
and they're the first people to ask
bro
unaona sasa juu umeni okay unaona kuna venye mimi na manzi yangu siku moja tutakupigia simu kwa
kamova
I'm so mad like and then they're like I accept you I love you lakini it won't stop them from
man,
you know
man.
And then there's also this issue with these niggas I don't have a lot of male friends for reasons there are these friends who will be like yeah, these friends will be like, okay, I accept you. And deep down, they'll be like, I'll teach you a lesson. So you come on.
For real. There are people who do that. People are weird.
Teach you a lesson like how?
Like how?
Like they pretend to be your friends. Eh?
Uh-huh.
Have a friend, a stud friend. Eh?
Uh-huh.
They just went to hang out.
Uh-huh.
And she was drugged.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's a stud.
Oh, damn.
And a couple of mimba. And then she had to like
I have had situations like those.
So like Milk was so skeptic.
Yeah.
Not everyone who will hug you or kiss, it's just like Judas, eh?
Yeah.
That they mean well for you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I try to avoid that as much as possible.
Yeah, man. Lakini mimi, the end goal, mi nataka tu kusema, you guy, my guy. Sexual, we are past sexual orientation. You should be actually considering exploring yours. You don't know if you have that feeling. So instead of judging, use that time to explore yours, man. I feel like homophobia should not be a topic we are talking about. And sexual orientation, like, because umse amekuwa courageous enough to explore hizo nini zake. Uu hata unafomu pige makofi. But wewe, uko scared, hadi, you're scared. So, maze, watu uko nje, wa accept tu watu venye wako.
Mm-hmm.
Na kama wewezi explore yako, achana mwingine maana explore yake.
Yeah,
so, about sex. Consent, man. Consent. Nataka tuongelele consent kiasi. Na sasa nataka tuongelele consent in terms of relationships, man. Relationship, okay, kwa relationship inakanga ni kama ni obligation for sex. Like, si tuna date.
Mazi lazima unipe.
Like, awezi sema zibra. Like, you can say no. Wee, tunakuona. But wait, kuna siku zingine man, you're just not in the mood. You're just not there,
no,
man.
But
yeah.
Mimi, I'm so open about like the amount of times I want to have sex. Like, mina kwambia cheki.
I'm sexual.
Mimi, I'm very sexually active. Cheki. And if it's going to be a problem, by the way, that's a very big factor.
For me. Yeah,
you see,
yeah.
So before tuanze ku date, kusema tu kweli mimi les kuta niambi unipenda kwa like, si nilikwambia. Like,
ndio
like,
mimi nataka
kukupea. Ah, yeah, like, just like, I love you, but so kwa like nipe.
Nipe bro. Si,
nataka unipe. But ukininyima nitakuwa like, okay, nini mbaya babe?
What's popping?
Like, kwa nini unitaki anymore? Ama you don't feel the same. You get so,
yeah,
to mimi, sema tu kweli mimi nisha kuambia, iko hivi na kuanga tu hivi, so.
But consent manzi ni muhimu. Ni muhimu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
me, I did before, like, I kissed someone, I think I'd actually ask them, can I kiss you? Now, at wingine, you find it very weird. Like, why would you ask to just kiss?
No, like, you sasa ya kuask, you know. Kuna venye inaachachi.
This is not consent. Actually, it has come out very sexy. Hey, can I kiss you? Hey, unataka kutamba utakuwa turned on in that moment of hey.
You know the fact that Lina menyamaza kwa like.
Because me, I'd actually do that. I'd actually like
ask to kiss me
and
never, man.
And I'd be like, can I have that coochie? Or can I have that cock?
A lot of people find it hard. But
yeah.
Mimi, mina kwangole mtu wa ku deeply analyze someone. Eh? mi ntakuangalia personality yako ukoaje, kama ni mtu wa kuuliza kena
ama ni ule tu aje. Kuna nyo na kwa gari tu kimpe tu hivi kisi alikuwa anadai
I was waiting for you to do that.
Me, I might be like deep down, I don't know if the other person they're in the mood, but me niko in the mood so na
unangoja. Mimi nikikuwa in that position yako sasa ndo nitakuuliza. Sitakusikizia, sasa mbona nikusikizie na nadai? I won't
be. Maybe I die.
Si nitakuuliza, mimi siogopi rejection, siogopi kuambiwa no. So see, I'll just be like I'll die. Sawa. Udai asawa. Kwa sasa mimi nitaenda tu ninyonge after all.
Ah, wewe na nyonge na mtu mtaki.
No, I mean my sexual like urges can't control me. That's the thing I'm trying to say. My sexual urges, I can't let them control me. I will actually like consent literally.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, yo, do you like really want this? Urges. Like, hey, sexual urges, sexual pull.
I don't know. I feel like PS like consent. If you're more of atasila zimo mulize. We mkaribie tu. Ukifika hapa akukusha we.
Akuonyesha like yuko interested.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes.
Na ile design yenye tunambia ngwa dem kukua wet ama dem kumon ama dem na kama bado hajasema yes bado yo si consent.
I feel like people overthink about it.
Yeah,
there's some mina feel
kuna. Alafu kuna watu wasichana. There are these people actually, what are wrongelele class of people? They will say no just to trigger you. They'll be like, I don't want.
No, how don't you?
See, anataka insist.
No, you're not dealing with such people.
If it's something I have to beg for, my friend.
Unaishia.
Hata day two tumeenda sana.
Ah, ukweli?
Ai.
So unataka ajilete.
No, seti ajilete.
Uh-huh.
Effort yangu, umache effort yangu. Seti mindo like, you say this, I don't know.
Na kama unaishiki vizuri.
Tuna first light to drop in mentality ya maboya. Hey. Hi. Hi. Hello. Hi. Kwa messages, text, WhatsApp. Come on, bro. Iyo ni
day. Kumbe ipande wanakuaga.
You see, like, it's the same thing. Uh-huh. Unashinda umeambia mtu, nipetu. It's, you see, like, they've already said no, bro. Like, unact ni kama you're the only person who needs it. Man, and you man, get it. Man, it doesn't man. Make sense.
Kwa bega pale.
Imagine, uko tu. Hello, how was your day? Okay, good night.
Kidaga tu. Kitaka.
Summit lady.
Kitaka.
They never gave up. I don't know. I don't know, but a day anampea just because anataka tu.
Ate.
Ai. So, hey, anataka kupeana.
Begi. Mara ya kwanza ni sawa.
Mara ya kwanza juku, you need it.
Akisema no.
Bana, unajua tu hapo ni.
Una respect, sindio? Yeah. Ni important, ni important by the way. Consent ni important.
Adi akikwambia you're not my type.
Hivo tu, wewe endelea tu na maisha. Zitafuta type yako. Kuna hii design ingine pia. Sasa hii niongelele. Ini interesting. Ini interesting sana. Ile design ya ukona partner wako. Like una feel like unzo kuna wasi wanendanga tu. Unajua ile tu design ya bedroom matters ati unafaa kuwa unajua ama nini. Me feel like watu wanafaa kuwa vocal during sex. Like me personally, that's my type.
You mean speaking?
Hey, yeah, tell me, what do you want? Like, hey, do you like that? Like, yo,
I feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to do, I'm gonna come do it myself.
I don't know.
Tafayarini, ebu tadu.
Yeah, but I agree with this slide. Because you see, women are different. Jispot yake, you know, everything is different. So, at least, say yako ngia, yes, like, kila siku.
Apo, yeah, I like it.
Like, it is the first time we're getting to know each other. Like, at least me.
Ai, sasa mnataka kuniambia, acha nikuulize. You guys have sex silently. That's my question.
See, it's possible.
See, like, you communicate. Kwani communication
so just come on and tell them, yeah, hey,
I've been nice. Uh-huh. So. Yeah, of course,
I'm hitting the right spot.
Sindio?
In fact, you should talk about these people who fake.
Who mourn fakely.
Yeah.
Sindio hiyo sasa. Sasa sindio hiyo juu ya kukosa kuongea. Lakini ukizambia mtu, aki babe, aki uno, you're doing it so rough. Aki go soft. Aki, you know, inaka sexy ka voice ataka maita kuwa rough sana. You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, chatisha. I mean, your bedroom should be like the one place and you unafaa kwa so free. So free, like unafaa.
Yeah, but. Eh, hey, kuna ile kubonga ile.
That's
not too much talking, Eddie.
We don't believe in nasty jokes during sex.
Nasty jokes during sex.
Mataka tu ni wanzi shia.
But I feel like. I feel like me, I'm not that person who is. Into that shit, so like.
So many kikongele.
So you can say nasty your talk ndakwa form.
Walai, walai, utabazki livo.
I don't know.
Niyaza kukombia. I'm a lick that. Did you what? I'm a drag. Did you need me? Utakwa like guy.
Zizi. Think it akwa turn off kwa
mbele. Walai.
Like.
Walai.
Yeah.
Hey.
Unless you're speaking about something that you're doing, not something you're promising.
Sindiyo nasema. Sindiyo.
Like, do you like when I do that? It's like you're asking.
Yeah.
Should I continue?
Yeah.
But ukijua your place ndo ufanya fiti, then kakuna ya kuliza.
Obviously, hakuna next time. So I'm like, lakini mbona watu kuwa shy when it comes to sex ati atufai kuongea. Mbona bedroom ikat, tunanyamaza ati.
Ukutu hapo tu.
Shaking the moon. The playlist.
No, but I feel like, lakini mimi ni venye na believe in the tantric way of sex. And the tantric way of sex ni ile like you connect through the mind, the body, and soul. Like you connect deeply. Ile you combine the breathing, the talking, and all that. And all that pamoja, pamoja. Tata sijui mbona niko single, lakini... Anyways...
I mean, like, on a lot of expectations,
I think me, by the way, ukikosa kutik, one for me, my sexual life is very important, man. Ukikosa kutik, mi na hapana. I'm ready to teach, but you're already, but they, what's your gay story? Are you ready to teach your partner, like, how to please you?
Yeah. I would, because it's me, they are pleasing, so, like.
The day Mimi, my turn off set is someone who like thinks they know what they're doing and it's the first time. You're there. And I'm like, bro, do you even know? Like, I don't know. And they're mourning on my behalf now. Because now I don't get it. Like, it's the first time, like, you're getting... I don't know, Ama, maybe you're gonna expectations. Like, I mean, ask me, Ama, at least check my reaction. Like, you're doing it.
And you're mourning in behalf.
And I'm like, you're even coming. And I'm like, bro, I'm not there with you. Like, it's yellow.
Yeah, I come too.
Ay, quite in the arrow.
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. This lady is when you're honest. I don't get that word.
They have not been touched the right spot.
Not even the right spot. And then someone wants you to go on. Like how?
Hey, bro.
Have you met those ladies when you're not here? I seem to go forward. It's okay. It happens.
That's scam.
Naturally, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but there are women away. Medically. It happens. Yeah. But I mean, I feel
there should be some.
Na feelingi some women do that to escape your reality. You're not doing it right. Hataki kukuambia, but reality ni are you aroused, man?
In
are
you fact, when you have a partner and that time unataka kumshika ndio filoko. Me hata need kuniambia utaki. You just know.
You'll know the person.
Yeah, you just know because wezi niambia, no go on. It's because you see a lot of
Akunanga. You're ready, man. Hiyo topic imenibamba. Tumeongelelea vitu mob. Lakini I feel like people should not be scared talking about sex. Mi uinvoke hizo topic sana. Mi uinvoke design ya what do you think about sex and all that, you know, like, what do you think? You know, there are people who will never even, like, even in a normal relationship, there's one partner who will actually, like, take control for the rest of the most of the time during sex, like, and, you know, and they're like, you know, this is what I enjoy doing, you know, like, and so you gotta just chill. So, out of hyper drive, yeah, lakini inafaa kuwa kitu mutual, man. Inafaa kuwa kitu mnaenjoy nyote, man. You guys should enjoy it and should be safe. I think, like, when even you guys know, like, time umetrust mse design fulani na meconnect in a certain way, the sex is usually more intimate.
Yeah.
It gets more deep and intimate. Like, sensations zake zinakuanga totally different. You can trust your whole essence on that person. But with a stranger, you know, you won't let them go all the way with your whole essence. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like...
But me, I have a... Like, would you give someone, like, a chance to hit it and not go all the way? Or send all the way? Why did you give them?
Me, I think... Nasa mimi siyezi. Say that mimi si kupei. Ama, you know, because, man, I need to go all the way, man. I need to go. Lazima tufike. Lazima tufike, man.
You were saying about self-control and, you know, not letting sex control you.
Yeah, I don't let it control me, but, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, I'm a sexual being, and that's how humans are, you know, we are sexual beings, man.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to that, like, if I'm letting you in, I'm letting you in completely, like, completely. Like, I don't know how to play on the surface, so I could have anyati, I'll let you, like, you know, just have some basic shit and that's all, like, you know. So I have to, like, feel like I trust you with my essence. Because I am going all the way. But tukifika place by the useme, man, this is not working out for me. I'll take a roundabout, by the way. It's not like I wouldn't. Me itachukua roundabout na niseme, nisawa tu basi, wacha ni rudi, wacha ni ru, juicy cam. Anyways, I really enjoyed this podcast. Manzei meni bamba. You guys are vibes. I mefurahia venye mko shy, by the way. Nikuwa expect mtakuwa shy and all that.
Sawa, ushaanza kuchoma. Fast forward.
Fast forward that part.
Anyway, thank you so much. This podcast was fun. I hope people, like, understand that sexual orientation is none of your fucking business. Someone's sexual orientation is none of your fucking business. And it's not your place to shame someone for who they choose to have in bed, man. Yeah. So instead of using that time to do that, you take your good, precious time and go and explore yours, man. Go and take something and try out with your new... Something new, man. Do yeah, we need some exciting stuff out here. Huh?
Also need to hear about our friends, how their sex experience.
Yeah, we need to hear our friends getting laid with new experiences, man. My friends like this, man. I need to hear. But
don't get my case, bro.
Yeah. But yo, when it comes to sexuality and sex, don't be ashamed of your sexuality. Don't be ashamed of your sex. You are okay, and sex is not something to be ashamed of. It's a very sacred thing that is part of life, that is so fun. That's the fun part of being a human being. I mean, wow.
Sex is just good. Woo! It heals the soul.
Man, have more of it.
after money is sex,
eh? Yeah.
You should have a lot of it.
Yeah. So, man.
This idea is not very frustrated.
But then, you know, people get bitter because of lack of sex. Yeah. So people need to talk about sex.
So remember out here.
The bitter and the only thing you need.
They just need sex.
Get laid. That's the answer. Get laid. And then the next day we'll just be seeing flowers all over your
face.
Yeah,
you see the way you're happy. And,
and we're happy for you. So yeah. So it was really nice.
Peace out.
Peace out. Thank you for listening to Scars of a Warrior Man. Make you cry like a baby, yo. Let's go, bro, and make a video. Yeah. Make you cry like a baby, yo. Let's go, bro, and make a video. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Bring it over to my place. You be like, baby, who cares? I know you care. Bring it over to my place. You don't know what you do.